After the holidays, there's so much to clean up and get ready for the coming year. This leaves me exhausted and a lot of things falling off my to-do list. It's time to lock in, and Omaha Steaks delivers everything you crave to reset after the holidays. An order from them means having high-quality Omaha Steaks on hand at all times. I'm a big meat lover myself, and I always go with medium rare, but there's also plenty of poultry and other options available. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to www.omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. Thanks to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring us.
Hello, welcome in. It's Kostaki Economopoulos here with another episode of All Pro Lines, the podcast. Slowly morphing into just a month of podcasts. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I've got two great guests, good friends of mine from way back. Jenny Stein and Jeff Drake will be here to join me about our month of yoga. Last night I did, might be my last session of yoga for a while. And I did my first session of meditation, which is the next month's challenge. So we'll talk about all that stuff here in a few. Do a couple housekeeping things. As I sort of alluded to here, we're sort of in transition period to doing a little more just a month and a little less football. But it is Super Bowl week after all. If you're interested in doing some... I got to be careful with the language here. Some gaming... Do it, want to put a little extra something on the game, on the big game coming up? Our partners, partners not the right word either. Our friends at BetMGM and Underdog Fantasy will help you with that stuff. I have links on the social media pages at All Pro Lines. Basically, you know, you guys know how this works. It's an affiliate program, right? They don't pay me to be connected to them, but if I send somebody their way, then they throw me a couple of shekels for doing that. And they always have promotions going on. I don't even know what the current ones are, but you get the absolute best promotion that you can get by clicking on the link with me. So there's no reason for you not to do it. It helps support the thing, blah, blah, blah. BetMGM is one of the giants in the industry. And of course, Underdog Fantasy is maybe the best one for things like prop bets and, you know, the receiver is going to go over under this kind of thing, and you could pick this and this, and pick four, and then you get them and you line them up. And they're also the leader in best ball fantasy, if you're into that, if you're completely insane like I am and will be doing drafts and fantasy in the off season. They're the best place for that sort of thing. My tour schedule takes me to Baja, California on a cruise ship here pretty soon. I'm excited about that. I've not really explored that part of the world much, and it'll be nice to sort of graduate out of the football season and my crazy radio schedule. For those of you who have been following along, I get jet lag every Tuesday during football season. I have to get up at 4:25 a.m. local time to prep and slap my face, turn my lights on, and do Bob and Tom at 5 a.m. Pacific. I love them. They've changed my life. But man, I'm looking forward to not calling them for a while. So it'd be nice to sleep in on the ship, have the gentle rocking of the boat, and work on jokes and go to the gym and just sort of relax back into my non-football life. Although I will be missing football as well. Other gigs coming up: Louisville, Kentucky, Greenwood, Indiana, Tiffin, Ohio, Burlington, Iowa, not Vermont, Northwood, Iowa, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. And some of those are the big Ron Sexton tour shows with some great other comics. By the way, giant thank you to the people who came to see me this weekend. This weekend was one of my favorites of the last year, too. It was just great. I got one of everything. I did three shows. I don't know how to count. I did three shows. One was a great little club run by a comedian in Janesville, Wisconsin. Low ceiling, perfect layout, good sound, smart, patient, happy Wisconsin crowd. A lot of them were my fans. It was just a pleasure. It was like, whatever. We had 70 people on a Thursday. The club was thrilled. They never get that many people on a Thursday. I'm thrilled because it's like a bonus night for me. Friday night, I do a big casino in Iowa with Bob Zaney and Greg Hahn. We had over 900 people. We're in this giant thing with these screens of our faces on the sides. It was awesome. And then I did a cool, great, full character venue on Saturday in Quincy, Illinois. This great little theater that has these little individual balcony spots, and I didn't have an opening act. I did like 110 minutes by myself. I just walked out cold, started the show, did the whole show, crowd work, football, relationships. It was awesome. It was just a pleasure. So I got to do a lot of different kinds of things, and I played poker and I had some drinks and drove around Iowa. It was, you know, it sort of like filled my heart. It was awesome. All right, let's do a handful of jokes, and then we'll bring on my buddies. We got this drop. 2 minute drill. Oh. This coming Sunday, big day for a football joke writer. It's like my Super Bowl. One last stare at a blank page and freak out and hopefully fill it full of funny. The Seahawks are going up for sale after this Super Bowl. Very roughly $7 billion is what they expect to sell it for. I'll probably wait till after the divorce is finalized to buy the Seahawks. You know, you don't want to wind up in court splitting the assets. Okay, you get the O-line and the end zone seats. I'll take the long snapper and the beer vending. 10 new coaches were hired. Frank Reich, not among them. He's been head coach twice in the NFL, Panthers and Colts. Nobody wants a third Reich. That's not good. Bill Belichick, not in the released Epstein files, although he hopes to be voted in next year. That first ballot's tough. Giants co-owner Steve Tisch does appear in the files. I would definitely call this a giant problem. You don't want to hear about the Tisch push. We should have seen it coming. His name is the sound you make when you want to shame people. Tisch, 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 Tisch. This explains why he keeps referring to Jackson Dart as old timer. I saw him. He was responding to being listed in the thing, and his response was that Jeffrey Epstein was a terrible human, and he was sad that he got to know that he asked Jeffrey to introduce him to adult women a few times. That's how sad is it when that's your defense? No, these were adults that I was being gross with. That's the best you could hope for. Do you know how sleazy you have to be to make the Jets look good by comparison? I suppose it really would have been too much if a guy named Woody Johnson was in the Epstein files. Like, that would be too. It's a rematch of Super Bowl, that Butler interception at the goal line. Super Bowl 49 was the saddest thing to happen to Seattle since Kurt Cobain killed himself. That was a tough ending. This year, it's Super Bowl LX. It sounds like a car model. I got the new Acura LX. It's very nice. Comes standard with the wheels and the... Bill Belichick, not a first ballot Hall of Famer. This has to be because North Carolina has been such a disaster, right? No one's star has fallen so far by going to the South since the devil went down to Georgia. got his ass kicked in the fiddle contest, you might recall. They said it was perhaps because of the cheating, Spygate, and Deflategate. It's an important lesson for the kids out there. Cheaters do prosper, but they got to take some shit for cheating later. The likely number one overall pick in the NFL draft, Fernando Mendoza to the Raiders. This kid, I don't know, it seems like a weird fit for Las Vegas. Fernando is to Vegas as Jazz is to Utah. I don't know if this is going to work out. Although, I guess if you get a quarterback in Vegas, you want him to be this sort of pious, nerdy, thoughtful Kirk Cousins type. The Bills' new head coach, Joe Brady. You can't hire a guy named Brady to work for the Bills. He's your all-time worst nemesis. He beat you mercilessly for like 15 years. That's like having Tonya Harding coach Nancy Kerrigan. That's like having a Himmler work for the Anti-Defamation League. You can't. That's like Tina Turner marrying Ike Turner. You can't have OJ in charge of finding the real killer. I don't know if any of these are appropriate. You can't have Aaron Rodgers quarterback for the Bears. If you're Pepsi, you can't hire a CEO named Coke. They've been kicking your ass for years, is what I'm saying. Burger King cannot hire a McDonald under any circumstances. Twitter can't hire a guy named Zuckerberg, ever. See what I'm saying? Brady is the coach of the Bill. It seems, all right. That's enough jokes. I told these guys to get to them in 10 minutes, and I nailed it. That's exactly right. Okay, quick intro to the premise. So, I don't know, a year ago, I started messing around. I didn't do a New Year's resolution exactly, but I wanted to try a few things for a month. Here's the deal. You try something for a couple of days or a week. It's not long enough. You try something for a year, it's way too long. A month is the perfect amount of time to try on a new thing. And I've done lots of stuff. I played poker like it was a job for a month. I did intermittent fasting for a month. We did try not to eat ultra processed foods for a month. We did a steps challenge for a month. We did ChatGPT therapy for a month. And a bunch more of these. And every month has been another thing. And it's been so cool. It's my favorite thing I've ever done like that. I look forward to it. I find it interesting. Some of them are a disaster that I will not return to. Some of them have legs. I'm definitely embrace some of the intermittent fasting things. And the month with the ultra processed foods, it really educated me and helped me to avoid a lot of sort of bad habits. And, so anyway, my buddies said, I talked to them. I go, hey, if you got a pitch, you want to do one of these months sometime, let me know what you're thinking. I got a few ideas of things I want to do, but you could pitch me. And they pitched yoga. So we just finished a month of yoga. Let's add Jenny and Jeff. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I've known these characters for a long, long time. By the way, how's the weather? Jeff, you're in Atlanta. What happened? It's, are you good?
Cold. All right. So I'm in a little weird. We're in a little weird zone where we got almost no snow at all, but it has been very cold. East of us got a lot of snow. West of us got some. We got very little. It was very disappointing. We were hoping to be completely snowed in to help rationalize sitting around on the couch not doing yoga and other things like that. But unfortunately, it's just cold. It is cold.
That's what, okay. What about Estes Park? How's the weather there?
Yeah, it's great here. We've had a really mild winter, and the weather yesterday, it was 50 degrees, no snow. So, I mean, it's not great for the mountains and the water situation, but it's pretty nice for February 1st.
No kidding. I was just there visiting you guys, and it helped me to get a meme that I saw like a week later. There was a dude from Colorado who had moved to the Midwest, and it was like a thing about him, like, it's 30 degrees out, that's nothing, but he opens the door and goes out, and then he comes running back in. The 30 degrees here is very different than the 30 degrees.
That's true.
It really is true, because I forget the temperature when I was there, but it was some crazy hurt your feelings number, but it didn't feel like it. It felt, you know, it was sunny and not windy, and it was beautiful. Yeah. No humidity, right?
It was beautiful. Yeah. Super nice.
Yeah. So I never really paid attention. I didn't realize how much of a difference humidity, I guess, is the big factor makes in the temperature, how and the wind, cold right? feels. Yeah, and the wind, right? Yeah. All right, so yoga. What'd you think?
Let's say that if the Jets did just a little bit of yoga, I would have made the Jets look great.
So wait, are you saying you didn't do it, or you did attempt, but it didn't turn out to be yoga?
I attempted. I did, I'll admit, probably half of the yoga assignments, which, you know, there's no such thing as a failed experiment. I do have more data.
Right.
So we had some, I would say it was challenging in a way that I wasn't really expecting. It was sort of, it challenged kind of my patience. I understand, like, you know, I completely get the benefits of the stretching and the isometrics. I get all of that stuff. It's real. And I think there's some benefit to that, but there's a lot of the other kind of, I don't know, other stuff around it that doesn't really resonate with me very well. Surprise, surprise. I had a hard time sticking with it, honestly.
Yeah.
Meg made it about 2/3 of the way through. But I think you found when you were doing your steps challenge, when you start owing two tomorrow, and then it's we'll do three on Thursday, and then we'll catch up on, and then it's like, okay, we're probably not going to catch up on. So it was more about, I would say the whole experience is more about me committing to doing something for even for 20 minutes a day for a month than it was about yoga itself.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I had a dip. Yeah. First of all, I want to react to the trappings. It reminded me a little bit of like when you go to a musical, it takes me like 35 minutes to accept that they're talking and then they just break into a song. It's so weird that it takes me a while to readjust to the form. And yoga has some of that too, where it's got this sort of hippie, trippy Indian sort of trappings, and it's home and the thing with the hands, and it's a little kooky, but it's also beautiful. I don't know. I find the trappings to be almost a foreign language, some of the words for the positions.
We struggle a little bit with, so we did a guided YouTube video. So it was a yoga for beginners, 20 minutes roughly a day. And we had it on TV, and it was a little bit difficult for me because I can't follow what she's doing. She can't really provide me instruction because I don't know what these what the position names are. So I have to look up and stare up in addition to, you know, whatever other position I'm in. So like that was
I had the same problem. Last night I had the same thing. I was doing it on my phone. I was trying a different version of it. And I set the phone down, I'm doing the thing, and then she goes, and then we're gonna, and I'm like, I have no idea what's happening. I gotta grab the phone and reposition myself. And
right. And then you look up and she's in a complete I thought we were doing left with the tabletop, and now
you know, yes, that is totally the thing. And to just to step back to like sort of the hippie part of it, Mike won't even listen to yoga. So if we put it on just for the stretching part, you know, to kind of get yourself ready to go to pickleball or something, he will not listen to those women tell him to, you know, do this and all that. It's all about the stretching. So I don't know. I enjoy it quite a bit for the stretching, and I do the exact same video because of exactly what you're saying. Like once you've done the exact same video three or four times, then you don't have to look at her so much. But I do enjoy, I like to listen to the instructors because I like them to remind me, like, in this position, remember to have your head up. In this position, press the small of your back down, you know, and relax your face and all those things. As soon as she says it, I'm like, oh yeah,
Right. Like, I want you. How did she know that I wasn't doing that? But
yeah.
I do need to actually relax my face. And yeah, and there's a couple times when we were in when we were in high school, if we'd acted up, we would get punished by the PE teacher, by who would make us, you know, stand in what we called push-up position at the time.
Oh, right.
And now planking. Apparently people pay to be told.
Yes.
To be put in push-up position.
Planking is what a hilarious punishment.
Yes. This used to be, yeah, this is what I used to get punished for.
Yes. So I did, I forget the chronology, but the first yoga thing I did was I got a one sheet of, mm-hmm. It was like a still photo of like 30 yoga positions. And Zoe and I were together in the afternoon. I was like, I can't not do something yoga wise today. We're starting this whole thing. I got to do something. So yeah. We did each one for like 5 seconds. just to see if we could get into them and just hold there for a sec. And I got to say, I was sore for like 4 days. And it was nothing.
Yeah.
And that was such a harbinger of what was going to be. Like, I was just, every time I did a significant amount of yoga, I was sore. Like, I couldn't do yoga again the next day. Like, I was really, and especially twice I went to an actual class here at the condo, and it was an hour long. And it's a bunch of people who are really good at yoga. And it was like, it was completely intimidating and hard to do and sweating and shaking and trying. And
yeah, and it's hard to embrace the peace and the, you know, the inner harmony and whatever
the
else.
Meditative quality.
Meditative when you're like, Jesus, how is she? Like, that's not even a thing. How?
Right.
Yeah. Like, and she's like, no, just now gradually raise yourself up on one toe into what are you talking about? So for me, it was a lot of like grunting and I never found myself excited about doing it.
Yeah.
When I was in it, I always was looking at the clock, wondering how soon this is going to be over.
That was exactly my feeling. I could see in both the classes that I did, I could see the clock in the mirror. So it was a reverse image of the clock, but mm-hmm. I kind of knew like the hands and the thing. And it was just, I was in a constant state of, man, I wish this was over right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was shocked at how much I didn't enjoy it.
So I think I did it right.
I agree.
Because I did 10, this one video, it's 10 minutes. I looked forward to it. I love feeling like I've stretched. And at the end of it, I was, you know, you also feel like now you've done something for yourself today that was good.
Yeah,
so for me to stay on track, yeah. And I've done yoga on and off over the years, but in classes and things. So I know what you're talking about, Kostaki. That's hardcore. You know, when you walk away and you're sore for 4 days, you're not going to do it again for 4 days at least. So, but yeah, 10 minutes a morning, just a stretch, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the appeal of it. And I have a couple of stretches that I do for my back. Every once in a while, I throw my back out. And I've learned over the years, there's a handful of, it's basically like my lower back getting sort of bound up from not being stretched is the kind of short version of what happens. So if I could stretch that, I know that I could stave off this other horrific thing that might happen.
Do some of the poses and transpose some of those, you know, because of exactly what you're saying, just getting relieved from the table and sitting in the same position, you know, on the airplane, just being able to stretch that out properly.
Yeah, we lost you for a sec, but yeah, it's good to move and stretch and change. I'm absolutely sold on the value of yoga. I just, I feel like for me, this is my second month in a row of, it's the first time for me that I've done something that I genuinely didn't like. Like last month was morning pages, and I'm literally found myself writing in the thing. Like, I fucking hate morning pages. I don't want it. I don't like mornings. I don't like pages. I don't like any of the, and I read another thing recently. It was, it was like a guy who's been, he's been this thoughtful weirdo scientist, health expert all these years. And in all of his studies and everything that he's done, he finds that you have to land on something that you like, because the key to being healthy and exercising is that you do something quite regularly. So you got to land on something that you like. And for me, the experience, the exit point is, yeah, I'm not doing that again for a while. Like I don't like it. I didn't enjoy it. I found it to be painful. I found it to be challenging. It was obviously, like anything, you could get good at it over time and it would be less mm-hmm. challenging to do it. Yeah. But it's not something that I, like Jeff said, I didn't look forward to it. And even last night, I did a 15-minute kind of phone thing with a different person, and it was a different vibe. And a couple times, I just like tapped on the screen. I was like, how many more minutes of this? It's like, I can't believe I've only done this for 8 minutes. Are you fucking kidding me? This is
funny.
We have a friend that does some, I think she calls it Thai yoga, where they really do the stretching for you. So it's a lot of, you really don't have to do anything at all. They do
the stretching. Oh, they're pulling and pushing you and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, and they do the leverage, and they're the ones who like will, you know, roll you over and stretch this and work on different parts. I think I would enjoy that a lot more. And it's not just because there's no effort in it. It's because, well, it's part of it.
But you see that on like a football practice clips, you know, these guys are out there pushing their legs back and they're laying and turning.
We've done that for about an hour. We've done hour sessions with her where she does it. And I enjoy that much more. And that seems shorter to me than 20 minutes of this. And I'm thinking now, like, so what's different? What do I like? What do I prefer about that? And part of it was just sort of the mechanics of, the mechanics of watching her do it and trying to follow what she's doing and being frustrated because I'm already like 15 seconds behind and she's doing this and I'm here and I'm like, God, now I feel like I'm catching up and like, there's no relaxing here at all.
Right.
So I do wonder if that's something I would enjoy. I know there's places that have like, you know, programs like that. There's like a stretch zone place near us that does stuff like that. I could certainly benefit from the stretching. So I wonder if that's a better way for me to get that benefit without having to kind of do it myself. It's also just very easy not to do it. And I found that I didn't really, like, I have self-discipline to do other things that I want to do. Of course we all do, right? Like, it's very easy to do the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
And much more difficult to do the things that you don't. And I learned that about myself in this 30 days.
Right. Yeah. Yoga has been one of those things that I've kind of wanted to try for a long time. I'm so glad I did it. And it was, there were some things about it that really surprised me. Here's one surprise. When I finally went to the class, and I know this is such a cheesy dude way of seeing the world, but I literally thought like, ooh, a bunch of flexible MILFs. I can't wait to see who's in my class. First of all, it was a tiny number of people. It's a class at my complex, you know, at the gym where they have a handful of different classes. And it was literally like an old guy, couple of, you know, oddball characters and like a ridiculously handsome dude who was great at all the things. Like, this is a fucking nightmare. And I talked to him after, and he was like,
didn't even
smart.
Check out the box I was ashamed of.
I know, right? And it was the worst case scenario of like a guy who's smart and kind and thoughtful and like came over and talked to me after. It was like, this guy's a fucking nightmare, just like square jaw and ridiculously ripped. And like, this is not why I got into yoga.
Yeah. The weirdest part about being a billionaire is you still do yoga at your apartment complex. Don't stop it.
But the teachers were great. Like, they recognized that, you know, I'm new, and they were happy to have somebody new. And, you know, like that part of the hippie trippy Indian welcoming, all of that stuff was really cool. Like, they come around, you know, they're doing the thing and everyone's following along. And then they, you know, they look at me and go, if you can't reach your toes, don't worry about, you know, they do the soft version for me. And that people were really kind about being a newcomer. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. If you can't put your palms on the floor, it's fine. Okay, good.
That is good to hear because
there's no way in hell
that shit was that happen. Not. It was a cool experiment. It was cool. It's very different than the world that I live in. I can only remember doing one yoga class ever in my whole life before. And it was like at a resort and it was a thing. And it was actually, I was with Caroline at the time and it was a long class. And at the end there was an extended like calming session. And she nudged me because I was snoring. I fell asleep at the end of the class on the mat during the hippie trippy breathing thing.
Mission accomplished. I mean, you were quite relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. I win.
Yeah. Did you say you had tried meditation? Is that that's your next month?
Yeah, I literally meditated again. It was like a 3-minute thing. It was just getting my feet wet last night. I did yoga for the last time ever, and I did meditating for the first time ever. Yeah, that one I'm going to have to explore and try a bunch of different versions of it. But I thought it'd be easier to be led. So I listened to like a thing where a woman walks you through and breathe here and think about this and let this thought go. And now embrace the harsh thoughts, see them, feel them, take a breath, let them out. You know, it was kind of interesting. I find that to be, Jerry Seinfeld and a couple of other characters that I've always looked up to gush about meditation. So that's one I've been wanting to try for a while. So
yeah,
I'll be giving it a go and I'll try it in its different forms and at different times of day. And that one I'll kind of mess around with and experiment and see where it fits and how it lands.
Right.
Yeah. At least this one won't make me sore. The soreness was weird with yoga. It was like, nipples to knees was like I could barely move, and no soreness in my arms or neck, and nothing with my ankles or calves. It was interesting. The soreness was very core specific.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Maybe it's because that's what I don't do any of in my regular life. All these weird muscles of like lifting my thigh like on an airplane was like, ow, like I can't even like. And then, you know, all the things in here where you're stretching and reaching and turning in ways that I wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. Lots of twists. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It was a cool experiment. I don't know. So what do you think broadly about the try something for a month premise?
I love how you're doing this and just hearing the list you went through of what you've done so far. I love that. I want to do more. I'm going to do more for sure.
Yeah.
Join in anytime. And if you want to pitch something else, or if you just want to play along on your own, you try meditation this month and you don't have to be on the thing every time. You can just call me and tell me how it went for you. We could just talk as friends. That's one of my other favorite things about it. It's almost like fantasy football. Like not only do I get to do a thing that's interesting, I get to connect with friends over it. That's the appeal of the whole deal. You know,
yeah, it's cool.
It's been fun. So Tom and I are going to do meditation. I wanted to pick something that, because I'm going to be on a ship for 2 weeks. So one of the other ones I want to try is reach out to an old friend every day for a month. Someone you haven't talked to in a while.
Yeah,
I love that one, but I can't do that from the ship. So maybe March or April.
Last year I was doing lunch a week with somebody that I hadn't really seen in a long time. And I, you know, reach out to some people who were like, you know, I would text or send an email to every 5 years, right? But that I knew 20 years ago or whatever. And it's really, it was surprisingly refreshing. It was really good to do that. None of them were awkward.
That's one of my favorite things I've done.
They were all really good, really good conversations.
That's awesome. That. I'm thrilled to
lunch,
hear that.
Right? So there's kind of a,
yeah,
you know, there's a, you know, sort of built in limit on how long it's going to be in case it is, but it wasn't at all. It was all, they were all really good conversations with some catching up and I really enjoyed that. I think that's really good. And I don't know if it's send a text or have lunch once a week or, you know, whatever that is, but we all have people that we see, you know, we texting with and whatever, but there's something different about face to face. I think that's really beneficial.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm happy to hear that. I've twice done a thing that I sort of, it was a mishmash of some other ideas that I morphed into a thing called 50 lunches to see if I could have lunch with 50 people over the course of a year. So it's roughly one a week. I did it once in New York and I did it once when I moved back to LA, and it was great. It was, you know, especially with, you know, with my job, there's a bunch of people that I know, but don't see very often, right. You know, a bunch of comics that you sort of connect with, and then you kind of go back out into space and don't see them for 7 years, and then you see them again. So it was cool to like cherry pick some of my favorite characters and go, hey, I'm doing a thing. And I had an excuse to like call them and go, oh, we're going to lunch. You know, it was great. I loved it.
Did any of them not go very well? Like, geez, I forgot I was kind of a jerk.
No, it's funny. I don't have that memory at all. You know, again, you know way more than 50 people, so you kind of front load the people you like the best.
Of course, since he's in here.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. And it was, you know, some of them were, you know, because I'm a comic, some of them were heroes of mine. Like, I went and sat and have lunch with Jake Johansson. I'm sitting and he walks down the hill to his favorite sandwich shop in Venice, and I go and sit with him for an hour. It was so cool. I love that kind of stuff. I had dinner with Emo Phillips. He's such a weird, nice, wonderful, freaky, crazy, gentle genius, you know?
I would imagine that dinner is exactly what I would imagine it to be.
It's like, exactly what you think, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, just to go back to yoga for a minute, how did Meg do? What'd she think?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Yeah, so I don't want to speak for her too much, but she did it more than I did, and she tried hard to kind of motivate me to do it. You know, like, okay, let's go do it. Let's get it done. And, you know, there's a little bit of that give and take where I'm like, geez, I don't know. Let's do two tomorrow. She did, I would say that she did probably out of 30 days, maybe 20, 25, maybe 20 or 25. She did a few more than I did.
Holy shit.
She, that's she enjoyed it. Yeah, it wasn't as challenging for her. You know, I think, and it wasn't as frustrating. You know what I mean? Like my knee doesn't move under like that. Hers does, right? So she was able to, I don't think she was as
tortured by the process.
Well, yeah. I was going to say frustrated with the mechanics, but tortured by the process is another part of it. Yeah.
Well, she's an athlete, right? So there's some underlying like capability that's kind of wired in all those years of working out and practicing and all these things, right?
Did you guys do it 100% at home, or did you take any classes, go out?
All at home. All at home. Yeah, we had a YouTube video on the TV. We found one that we liked. And I found that, like, the one that we did, there was a woman who's she's outside, and there's an ocean behind her, and it drove me slightly crazy that the camera was slightly tilted because the horizon was not exactly flat. And I was like, this is so stupid for me to be distracted by this, but I am. Like, it's like, okay, now it's like I'm finding ways to not like it, which is not the attitude.
That's part of YouTube and yoga. You know, it's these little things that can annoy the crap out of me.
I am laughing so hard at this because last night I had the same experience. It was some like Australian chick, and she's in some gym, and she's laying on the mat and doing all this stuff. And there's a like a light beam that comes in and is wiggling around behind her. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was so distracted by the other thing.
I know. It's like, okay, if I require all conditions to be absolutely perfect, even then, this is not going to, I'm probably not going to love it.
Even then, I don't love it. Yeah, that's right.
For meditation, you'll have to find the perfect person in video because that'll be distracting, I think, with meditation.
I'm actually fascinated, but I want to do it by myself and I want to have all the different, in the experience of the yoga thing, like I did bounce around and find different videos and different sort of setups, and this one's 10 minutes and this one's 15 and that's the woman last night was super like, oh, you're doing great. Like, yeah, she doesn't see me. She doesn't know I'm mailing this shit in right now.
There's definitely some phoning in. like, all right, sit up straight. I'm like, And you can put something under your knees if that makes it more comfortable. Yes, oh, I will be doing that.
Yes. We had some blocks for the wusses in the class. It's like these big foam blocks. You don't have to quite, you could use them to, yes, please. I'll be using those.
Did Zoe like yoga? Does she like to stretch and do that kind of stuff?
She did a couple of like the super light things with me. She's 7. She's limber as hell. She dances around, no problem.
Like a rubber band.
Yeah, right.
Like everything just works. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I actually talked to the teachers about bringing the kids to the class, and they were both open to it. I had to check with the bureaucracy, and actually all three of us were going to go one day. Ava does yoga in her school, and then one of the kids got sick and it's just like we didn't quite get there. I was also worried that in an hour-long class, a 7-year-old at minute 14 would be like, I'm done with this.
Right. Yeah. Probably more like 15 minutes. Yeah.
It would work much better for me to take her, because at the same 15 minutes, I'm kind of okay.
Yeah, well, you just walk out together. Go. Okay, bye.
Why don't we?
You could take her to like a puppy yoga. You know how they have the puppies come in and climb on you while you're doing the stretches.
I've seen the pup. I've seen the goat yoga.
Mini goats. Yeah.
Yeah. Mini
she
goats.
She loves that.
And I've seen the hot yoga. I didn't try all the variations. Right. I didn't do the Bikram. Is that what it is? The hot yoga.
I don't know. That sounds awful.
I know. Can you imagine all the struggling and the craning your neck to try to follow? And there's sweat in your eyeballs.
And it's 106 and steaming. You're like, oh, God. Yeah. Like, that's it. I'm out.
And the one hot dude is nailing it without trying over there.
Like, no, just simply now put your elbow on your back and like that. Feel how limber you are. No, I'm, you know what? I can't. I'm out.
It was great. Thank you guys for doing it. Thanks for pitching it. And I'm glad I got to try yoga. I got to try pickleball. One of the, that should be one that I try.
Yes. Yeah.
Mike seems to like it. And so does Andreas. I can't believe Andreas already outgrew tennis. The biggest athlete I know is like, tennis is too hard now. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I did actually kind of get hurt playing tennis. So I have to, I used to play a lot recreationally. And the last couple of times I went, I always thought that like seeing a doctor before you do something athletic was something like old people did. I don't really have to worry about that. That's nonsense. And then I actually kind of did get hurt. And I was like, that sucked.
Then you saw the white in your beard.
The what?
You saw the white in your beard. Old people.
Yeah. we played pickleball this weekend. It was great. So much fun. And Jeff, by the way, Mike plays pickleball with a guy that comes with a cane, and then he puts his cane over against the wall and he just stands in one place.
Wow.
Now I feel really lazy.
But pickleball is super fun. Yeah,
Meg has talked about it. I think when the weather warms up a little bit, maybe in March.
That has some of the trappings that I like, because I always like racquetball for the same, because you're kind of in one place, but you're immersed in a competition, so you're not in a constant state of, I wish this wasn't happening right now.
Right.
You can kind of get lost in the moment.
Yeah.
Right. I always felt that way about indoor soccer, throwing a frisbee. There's a handful of things that if I'm doing them, I'm not aware of getting the exercise. It's like I got to embrace something like that. The walking, I have to say the steps month was really good. Like that really woke me up to, I could walk a lot more and enjoy it. You can listen to podcasts and music and there's no reason. A couple of times, like I went to meet a friend of mine to watch the Georgia game. That picture that I sent you guys where we're all watching the game, I walked to and from that and it was an hour each way.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was great. On the way home, I was drunk and I stopped halfway and had one more beer. I was like, well, this is a great way to wander through life. Like, I got my steps in and I got hammered and I watched the dogs.
Walking, doing some drinking.
Yeah, I was like, there's no reason not to walk.
You can do much worse.
Yeah, right, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for doing this. You guys are great. I very much appreciate you doing it. And let me know. We could do another something some month.
Okay. Yeah, super fun.
Kostaki.com has all this tour and schedule stuff. I don't do stand-up as much as I used to, but I got to tell you, I'm loving it the most I ever have. And I might be the best I've ever been. So come see me somewhere live. Thanks for following along. As I said, we're sort of making a slow transition to doing more just a month and less football. And I'll try to mess with the branding and figure out, get you guys to the right place. Thanks for following along. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.